This is part 13, continuing the reading of Surah Yusuf, verse 53.
Translated by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, read by Tariq I. El Amin.
With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer.
Nor do I absolve my own self of blame. The human soul is certainly prone to evil, unless my Lord do bestow his mercy. But surely my Lord is all-forgiving, most merciful. So the king said, "Bring him unto me. I will take him specially to serve about my own person." Therefore, when he had spoken to him, he said, "Be assured, this day thou art before our own presence, with rank firmly established and fidelity fully proved." Joseph said, "Set me over the storehouses of the land. I will indeed guard them as one that knows their importance." Thus did we give established power to Joseph in the land, to take possession therein as when or where he pleased. We bestow of our mercy on whom we please, and we suffer not to be lost the reward of those who do good. But verily the reward of the hereafter is the best for those who believe and are constant in righteousness. Then came Joseph's brethren. They entered his presence, and he knew them, but they knew him not. And when he had furnished them forth with provisions suitable for them, he said, "Bring unto me a brother ye have, of the same father as yourselves, but a different mother. See ye not that I pay out full measure, and that I do provide the best hospitality? Now if ye bring him not to me, ye shall have no measure of corn from me, nor shall ye even come near me." They said, "We shall certainly seek to get our wish about him from his father. Indeed, we shall do it." And Joseph told his servants to put their stock in trade with which they had bartered into their saddlebags, so they should know it only when they returned to their people, in order that they might come back. Now when they returned to their father, they said, "O our father, no more measure of grain shall we get unless we take our brother. So send our brother with us that we may get our measure, and we will indeed take every care of him." He said, "Shall I trust you with him with any result other than when I trusted you with his brother aforetime? But Allah is the best to take care of him, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy." Then when they opened their baggage, they found their stock in trade had been returned to them. They said, "Our father, what more can we desire? This, our stock in trade, has been returned to us, so we shall get more food for our family. We shall take care of our brother, and add at the same time a full camel's load of grain to our provisions. This is but a small quantity." Jacob said, "Never will I send him with you, until ye swear a solemn oath to me, in Allah's name, that ye will be sure to bring him back to me, unless ye are yourselves hemmed in and made powerless." And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, "Over all that we say, be Allah the witness and guardian." Further he said, "O my sons, enter not all by one gate, enter ye by different gates. Not that I can profit you aught against Allah with my advice. None can command except Allah. On him do I put my trust, and let all that trust put their trust on him." And when they entered in the manner their father had enjoined, it did not profit them in the least against the plan of Allah. It was but a necessity of Jacob's soul, which he discharged. For he was, by our instruction, full of knowledge and experience, but most men know not. Now when they came into Joseph's presence, he received his full brother to stay with him. He said to him, "Behold, I am thy own brother, so grieve not at aught of their doings." At length, when he had furnished them forth with provisions suitable for them, he put the drinking cup into his brother's saddlebag, then shouted out a crier, "O ye in the caravan, behold, ye are thieves without doubt." They said, turning towards them, "What is it that ye miss?" They said, "We miss the great beaker of the king. For him who produces it is the reward of a camel load. I will be bound by it." The brother said, "By Allah, well ye know that we came not to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves." The Egyptian said, "What then shall be the penalty of this, if you are proved to have lied?" They said, "The penalty should be that he in whose saddlebag it is found should be held as bondman to atone for the crime. Thus it is we punish wrongdoers." So he began the search with their baggage. Before he came to the baggage of his brother, at length he brought it out of his brother's baggage. Thus did we plan for Joseph. He could not take his brother by the law of the king, except that Allah willed it. We raise to degrees of wisdom whom we please, but over all endued with knowledge is one, the all-knowing. They said, "If he steals, there was a brother of his who did steal before him." But these things did Joseph keep locked in his heart, revealing not the secrets to him. He simply said to himself, "Ye are the worst situated, and Allah knoweth best the truth of what ye assert." They said, "O exalted one, behold, he has a father, aged and venerable, who will grieve for him. So take one of us in his place, for we see that thou art gracious in doing good." He said, "Allah forbid that we take other than him, with whom we found our property. Indeed, if we did so, we should be acting wrongfully." Now when they saw no hope of his yielding, they held a conference in private. The leader among them said, "Know ye not that your father did take an oath from you in Allah's name, and how before this ye did fail in your duty with Joseph? Therefore, I will not leave this land until my father permits me, or Allah commands me, and he is the best to command. Turn ye back to your father and say, 'O our father, behold, thy son committed theft. We bear witness only to what we know, and we could not well guard against the unseen. Ask at the town where we have been, and the caravan in which we returned, and you will find we are indeed telling the truth.'" Jacob said, "Nay, but ye have yourselves contrived a story good enough for you. So patience is most fitting for me. Maybe Allah will bring them back all to me in the end, for he is indeed full of knowledge and wisdom." And he turned away from them and said, "How great is my grief for Joseph!" And his eyes became white with sorrow, and he fell into silent melancholy. They said, "By Allah, never wilt thou cease to remember Joseph until thou reach the last extremity of illness or until thou die." He said, "I only complain of my distraction and anguish to Allah, and I know from Allah that which ye know not. O my sons, go ye and inquire about Joseph and his brother, and never give up hope of Allah's soothing mercy. Truly no one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy, except those who have no faith." Then when they came back into Joseph's presence, they said, "O exalted one, distress has seized us and our family. We have now brought but scanty capital, so pay us full measure, we pray thee, and treat it as charity to us, for Allah doth reward the charitable." He said, "Know ye how ye dealt with Joseph and his brother, not knowing what ye were doing?" They said, "Art thou indeed Joseph?" He said, "I am Joseph, and this is my brother. Allah has indeed been gracious to us all. Behold, he that is righteous and patient, never will Allah suffer the reward to be lost of those who do right." They said, "By Allah, indeed has Allah preferred thee above us, and we certainly have been guilty of sin." He said, "This day, let no reproach be cast on you. Allah will forgive you, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Go with this my shirt, and cast it over the face of my father. He will come to see clearly. Then come ye here to meet me with all your family." When the caravan left Egypt, their father said, "I do indeed scent the presence of Joseph. Nay, think me not a dotard." They said, "By Allah, thou art in thine old wandering mind." Then, When the bearer of the good news came, he cast the shirt over his face, and he forthwith regained clear sight. He said, Did I not say to you, I know from Allah that which ye know not? They said, O our father, ask for us forgiveness for our sins, for we were truly at fault. He said, Soon will I ask my Lord for forgiveness for you, for he is indeed oft forgiving, most merciful. Then when they entered the presence of Joseph, he provided a home for his parents with himself, and said, Enter ye Egypt all in safety, if it please Allah. And he raised his parents high on the throne of dignity, and they fell down in prostration all before him. He said, O my father, this is the fulfillment of my vision of old. Allah hath made it come true. He was indeed good to me when he took me out of prison and brought you all here out of the desert, even after Satan had sown enmity between me and my brothers. Verily, my Lord understandeth best the mysteries of all that he planneth to do. For verily, he is full of knowledge and wisdom. O my Lord, thou hast indeed bestowed on me some power, and taught me something of the interpretation of dreams and events. O thou creator of the heavens and the earth, thou art my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Take thou my soul at death as one submitting to thy will, as Muslim, and unite me with the righteous. Such is one of the stories of what happened unseen, which we reveal by inspiration unto thee. Nor wast thou present with them then, when they concerted their plans together in the process of weaving their plots. Yet no faith will the greater part of mankind have, however ardently thou dost desire it. And no reward dost thou ask of them for this. It is no less than a message for all creatures. And how many signs in the heavens and the earth do they pass by, yet they turn their faces away from them? And most of them believe not in Allah without associating others as partners with him. Do they then feel secure from the coming against them of the covering veil of the wrath of Allah, or the coming against them of the final hour all of a sudden while they perceive not? Say thou, This is my way. I do invite unto Allah on evidence clear as the seeing with one's eyes, I and whoever follows me. Glory to Allah, and never will I join gods with Allah. Nor did we send before thee as messengers any but men whom we did inspire, men living in human habitations. Do they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them? But the home of the hereafter is best for those who do right. Will you not then understand? Respite will be granted until, when the messengers give up hope of their people and come to think that they were treated as liars, there reaches them our help. And those whom we will are delivered into safety, but never will be warded off our punishment from those who are in sin. There is, in their stories, instruction for men endued with understanding. It is not a tale invented, but a confirmation of what went before it. A detailed exposition of all things, and a guide and a mercy to any such as believe.
Surah Ar-Ra'd, or the Thunder. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Aleph, Lam, Mim, Ra. These are the signs or verses of the book. That which hath been revealed unto thee from thy Lord is the truth, but most men believe not. Allah is he who raised the heavens without any pillars that ye can see, is firmly established on the throne of authority. He has subjected the sun and the moon to his law. Each one runs its course for a term appointed. He doth regulate all affairs, explaining the signs in detail, that ye may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. And it is he who spread out the earth and set thereon mountains standing firm and flowing rivers.
and fruit of every kind he made in pairs. Two and two. He draweth the night as a veil over the day. Behold, verily in these things there are signs for those who consider. And in the earth are tracts, diverse though neighboring, and gardens of vines and fields sown with corn, and palm trees, growing out of single roots or otherwise, watered with the same water, yet some of them we make more excellent than others to eat. Behold, verily in these things there are signs for those who understand. If thou dost marvel at their want of faith, strange is their saying, when we are actually dust, shall we indeed then be in a creation renewed? They are those who deny their Lord. They are those round whose necks will be yokes of servitude. They will be companions of the fire, to dwell therein for aye. They ask thee to hasten on the evil in preference to the good. Yet have come to pass before them many exemplary punishments. But verily, thy Lord is full of forgiveness for mankind for their wrongdoing. And verily, thy Lord is also strict in punishment. And the unbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? But thou art truly a warner, and to every people a guide. Allah doth know what every female womb doth bear, by how much the wombs fall short of their time or number, or do exceed. Every single thing is before his sight, in due proportion. He knoweth the unseen and that which is open. He is the great, the most high. It is the same to him whether any of you conceal his speech or declare it openly, whether he lie hid by night or walk forth freely by day. For each such person there are angels in succession, before and behind him. They guard him by command of Allah. Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their hearts. But when once Allah willeth the people's punishment, there can be no turning it back, nor will they find besides him any to protect. It is he who doth show you by lightning, by way both of fear and of hope. It is he who doth raise up the clouds heavy with fertilizing rain. Nay, thunder repeateth his praises, and so do the angels with awe. He flingeth the loud-voiced thunderbolts, and therewith he striketh whomsoever he will. Yet these are the men who dare to dispute about Allah, with the strength of his power supreme. For him alone is prayer and truth. Any others that they call on besides him hear no more than if they were to stretch forth their hands for water to reach their mouths, but it reaches them not. For the prayer of those without faith is nothing but futile wandering in the mind. Whatever beings there are in the heavens and the earth do prostrate themselves to Allah, acknowledging subjection, with good will, or in spite of themselves, so do their shadows in the morning and evenings. Say, who is the Lord and sustainer of the heavens and the earth? Say, it is Allah. Say, do ye then take for worship protectors other than him, such as have no power either for good or for harm to themselves? Say, are the blind equal with those who see, or the depths of darkness equal with light? Or do they assign to Allah partners who have created anything as he has created, so that the creation seem to them similar? Say, Allah is the creator of all things. He is the one, the supreme and irresistible. He sends down water from the skies, and the channels flow, each according to its measure. But the torrent bears away to foam that mounts up to the surface. Even so, from that ore which they heat in the fire to make ornaments or utensils therewith, there is a scum likewise. Thus doth Allah by parables show forth truth and vanity. For the scum disappears like froth cast out, while that which is for the good of mankind remains on the earth. Thus doth Allah set forth parables. For those who respond to their Lord are all good things, but those who respond not to him, even if they had all that is in the heavens and on earth, and as much more, in vain would they offer it for ransom. For them will the reckoning be terrible. Their abode will be hell. What a bed of misery! Is then one who doth know that that which hath been revealed unto thee from thy Lord is the truth, like one who is blind? It is those who are endued with understanding that receive admonition. Those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and fail not in their plighted word. Those who join together those things which Allah hath commanded to be joined, hold their Lord in awe and fear the terrible reckoning. Those who patiently persevere, seeking the countenance of their Lord, establish regular prayers, spend out of the gifts we have bestowed for their sustenance secretly and openly, and turn off evil with good. For such, there is the final attainment of the eternal home. Gardens of perpetual bliss, they shall enter there as well as the righteous among their fathers, their spouses and their offspring, and angels shall enter unto them from every gate with the salutation, Peace unto you, for that ye persevered in patience. Now how excellent is the final home! But those who break the covenant of Allah, after having plighted their word thereto, and cut asunder those things which Allah has commanded to be joined, and work mischief in the land, on them is the curse, for them is the terrible home. Allah doth enlarge or grant by strict measure the sustenance which he giveth, to whom so he pleaseth. The worldly rejoice in the life of this world, but the life of this world is but little comfort in the hereafter. The unbelievers say, Why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? Say, Truly Allah leaveth to stray whom he will, but he guideth to himself those who turn to him in penitence. Those who believe, and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. For without doubt, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction. For those who believe and work righteousness is every blessedness and a beautiful place of final return. Thus have we sent thee amongst a people before whom long since have other peoples gone and passed away, in order that thou mightest rehearse unto them what we sent down unto thee by inspiration. Yet do they reject him, the most gracious. Say, He is my Lord, there is no God but he. On him is my trust, and to him do I turn. If there were a Quran with which mountains were moved, or the earth were cloven asunder, or the dead were made to speak, this would be the one. But truly the command is with Allah in all things. Do not the believers know that had Allah so willed, he could have guided all mankind to the right? But the unbelievers never will disaster cease to seize them for their ill deeds, or to settle close to their homes, until the promise of Allah come to pass. For verily Allah will not fail in his promise. Mocked were many messengers before thee, but I granted respite to the unbelievers, and finally I punished them. Then how terrible was my requital! Is then he who standeth over every soul and knoweth all that it doth like any others? And yet they ascribe partners to Allah? Say, but name them. Is it that he will inform him of something he knoweth not on earth? Or is it just a show of words? Nay, to those who believe not, their pretense seems pleasing, but they are kept back thereby from the path, and those whom Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. For them is a penalty in the life of this world, but harder truly is the penalty of the hereafter, and defender have they none against Allah. The parable of the garden which the righteous are promised, beneath it flow rivers, perpetual is the enjoyment thereof and the shade therein. Such is the end of the righteous and the end of the unbelievers in the fire. Those to whom we have given the book rejoice at what hath been revealed unto thee. but there are among the clans those who reject a part thereof. Say, I am commanded to worship Allah, and not to join partners with him. Unto him do I call, and unto him is my return. Thus have we revealed it to be a judgment of authority in Arabic. Wert thou to follow their vain desires after the knowledge which hath reached thee, then wouldst thou find neither protector nor defender against Allah. We did send messengers before thee, and appointed for them wives and children, and it was never the part of a messenger to bring aside except as Allah permitted or commanded, for each period is a book revealed. Allah doth blot out or confirm what he pleaseth. With him is the mother of the book. Whether we shall show thee within thy lifetime part of what we promised them, or take to ourselves thy soul before it is all accomplished, thy duty is to make the message reach them. It is our part to call them to account. See they not that we gradually reduce the land in their control from its outlying borders? Where Allah commands, there is none to put back his command, and he is swift in calling to account. Those before them did also devise plots, but in all things the master planning is Allah's. He knoweth the doings of every soul, and soon will the unbelievers know who gets home in the end. The unbelievers say, No messenger art thou? Say, Enough for a witness between me and you is Allah, and such as have knowledge of the book.
Surah Ibrahim, or Abraham. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Aleph, Lam, Ra. A book, which we have revealed unto thee, in order that thou mightest lead mankind out of the depths of darkness into the light, by the leave of their Lord, to the way of him, the exalted in power, worthy of all praise. Of Allah, to whom do belong all things, in the heavens and on earth. But alas for the unbelievers, for a terrible penalty their unfaith will bring them. Those who love the life of this world more than the hereafter, who hinder men from the path of Allah, and seek therein something crooked, they are astray by a long distance. We sent not a messenger, except to teach in the language of his own people, in order to make things clear to them. Now Allah leaves straying those whom he pleases, and he guides whom he pleases, and he is the exalted in power, full of wisdom. We sent Moses with our signs, and the command, Bring out thy people from the depths of darkness into light, and teach them to remember the days of Allah. Verily, in this there are signs for such as are firmly patient and constant, grateful and appreciative. Remember, Moses said to his people, Call to mind the favor of Allah to you, when he delivered you from the people of Pharaoh. They set you hard tasks and punishments, slaughtered your sons, and let your womenfolk live. Therein was a tremendous trial from your Lord. And remember, your Lord calls to be declared publicly, If ye are grateful, I will add more favors unto you. But if ye show ingratitude, truly my punishment is terrible indeed. And Moses said, If ye show ingratitude, ye and all on earth together, yet is Allah free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Has not the story reached you, O people, of those who went before you, of the people of Noah and Ad and Thamud, and of those who came after them? None knows them but Allah. To them came messengers with clear signs, but they put their hands up to their mouths and said, We do deny the mission on which ye have been sent, and we are really in suspicious disquieting doubt as to that which ye invite us. Their messenger said, Is there a doubt about Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? It is he who invites you, in order that he may forgive you your sins and give you respite for a term appointed. They said, Ah, ye are no more than human like ourselves. Ye wish to turn us away from the gods our fathers used to worship? Then bring us some clear authority. Their messenger said to them, True,
we are human like yourselves. But Allah doth grant his grace to such of his servants as he pleases. It is not for us to bring you an authority except as Allah permits, and on Allah let all men of faith put their trust. No reason have we why we should not put our trust on Allah. Indeed, he has guided us to the ways we follow. We shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us. For those who put their trust should put their trust on Allah. And the unbelievers said to their messengers, Be sure we shall drive you out of our land, or ye shall return to our religion. But their Lord inspired this message to them. Verily, we shall cause the wrongdoers to perish, and verily, we shall cause you to abide in the land and succeed them. This for such as fear the time when they shall stand before my tribunal, such as fear the punishment denounced. But they sought victory and decision there and then, and frustration was the lot of every powerful, obstinate transgressor. In front of such a one is hell, and he is given for drink boiling, fetid water. In gulps will he sip it, but never will he be near swallowing it down his throat. Death will come to him from every quarter, yet he will not die. And in front of him will be a chastisement unrelenting. The parable of those who reject their Lord is that their works are as ashes, on which the wind blows furiously on a tempestuous day. No power have they over aught that they have earned. That is the straying far, far from the goal.
Seest thou not that Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth? If he so will, he can remove you and put in your place a new creation. Nor is that for Allah any great matter. They will all be marshaled before Allah together. Then will the weak say to those who are arrogant, For us, we but followed you. Can ye then avail us at all against the wrath of Allah? They will reply, If we had received the guidance of Allah, we should have given it to you. To us it makes no difference now whether we rage or bear these torments with patience. For ourselves, there is no way of escape. And Satan will say when the matter is decided, It was Allah who gave you a promise of truth. I too promised, but I failed in my promise to you. I had no authority over you except to call you, but ye listened to me. Then reproach me not, but reproach your own souls. I cannot listen to your cries, nor can ye listen to mine. I reject your former act in associating me with Allah. For wrongdoers, there must be a grievous penalty. But those who believe and work righteousness will be admitted to gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein for aye with the leave of their Lord. Their greeting therein will be peace. Seest thou not how Allah sets forth a parable? A goodly word like a goodly tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the heavens. It brings forth its fruits at all times by the leave of its Lord. So Allah sets forth parables for men in order that they may receive admonition. And the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree. It is torn up by the root. From the surface of the earth, it has no stability. Allah will establish and strengthen those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. But Allah will leave to stray those who do wrong. Allah doeth what he willeth.
Hast thou not turned thy vision to those who have changed the favor of Allah into blasphemy and caused their people to descend to the house of perdition, into hell? They will burn therein, an evil place to stay in. And they set up idols as equal to Allah to mislead men from the path. Say, enjoy your brief power. But verily, ye are making straightway for hell. Speak to my servants who have believed, that they may establish regular prayers and spend in charity out of the sustenance we have given them, secretly and openly, before the coming of a day in which there will be neither mutual bargaining nor befriending. It is Allah who hath created the heavens and the earth, and sendeth down rain from the skies, and with it bringeth out fruits wherewith to feed you. It is he who has made the ship subject to you, that they may sail through the sea by his command, and the rivers also hath he made subject to you. And he hath made subject to you the sun and the moon, both diligently pursuing their courses, and the night and the day hath he also made subject to you. And he giveth you of all that ye ask for. But if ye count the favors of Allah, never will ye be able to number them. Verily man is given up to injustice and ingratitude. Remember Abraham said, O my Lord, make this city one of peace and security, and preserve me and my sons from worshiping idols. O my Lord, they have indeed led astray many among mankind. He then who follows my ways is of me, and he that disobeys me, but thou art indeed oft forgiving, most merciful. O our Lord, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in a valley without cultivation, by thy sacred house, in order, O our Lord, that they may establish regular prayer, so fill the hearts of some among men with love towards them, and feed them with fruits, so that they may give thanks. O our Lord, truly thou dost know what we conceal and what we reveal, for nothing whatever is hidden from Allah, whether on earth or in heaven. Praise be to Allah, who hath granted unto me an old age, Ismail and Isaac, for truly my Lord is he, the hearer of prayer. O my Lord, make me one who establishes regular prayer, and also raise such among my offspring, O our Lord, and accept thou my prayer. O our Lord, cover us with thy forgiveness, me, my parents, and all the believers on the day that the reckoning will be established. Think not that Allah doth not heed the deeds of those who do wrong. He but giveth them respite against the day when the eyes will fixedly stare in horror. They, running forward with necks outstretched, their heads uplifted, their gaze returning not towards them, and their hearts a gaping void. So warn mankind of the day when the wrath will reach them. Then will the wrongdoers say, Our Lord, respite us, if only for a short term. We will answer thy call and follow the messengers. What? Were ye not wont to swear aforetime that ye should suffer no decline? And ye dwelt in the dwellings of men who wronged their own souls. Ye were clearly shown how we dealt with them, and we put forth many parables in your behalf. Mighty indeed were the plots which they made, but their plots were well within the sight of Allah, even though they were such as to shake the hills. Never think that Allah would fail his messengers in his promise, for Allah is exalted in power, the Lord of retribution. One day, the earth will be changed to a different earth, and so will be the heavens, and men will be marshaled forth before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. And thou wilt see the sinners that day bound together in fetters, their garments of liquid pitch, and their faces covered with fire, that Allah may requite each soul according to its deserts. And verily, Allah is swift in calling to account. Here is a message for mankind. Let them take warning therefrom, and let them know that he is no other than one Allah. Let men of understanding take heed.
This concludes the reading. Surely Allah speaks the truth.